This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Recessions with a map. The geography of economic discontent. The map of the USA is being redrawn by the recession on this Tuesday, September 26th, 2011. What's the takeaway?
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste is out today. We're looking at the geography of the U.S. recession, quite literally at a map, where booms became busts and how some economic lowlands are rising again all of a sudden. A GOP presidential draft may be looming in New Jersey. We have another look at U.S. influence in the world through the eyes of someone who, in theory, had a lot of power in Iraq back in 2009. And the heartbreak of going home to Mogadishu through the eyes of someone who tried. We begin with headlines. Congress appears closer to avoiding a government shutdown over disaster funding for FEMA. Senate leaders dropped $1 billion from a bill after the Federal Emergency Management Agency said it had enough money to cover relief efforts through the end of the week. Republicans had demanded offsetting cuts. The deal needs House approval, but the House is on recess until next week. President Obama wraps up a three-day trip out west today. He'll be in Denver to pitch his jobs plan. Meanwhile, the White House has decided not to ask a federal appeals court in Atlanta to review its ruling that strikes down the centerpiece of the president's health care overhaul. The administration's decision fast-tracks and makes it more likely that the U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case on the health care overhaul in the court's current term, which means a decision would come down in the midst of next year's presidential election campaign. Greece's finance minister says his country will receive the next batch of bailout loans in time to avoid a default. Meanwhile, the Greek prime minister is in Berlin for critical talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel. Greece's international creditors are pressing Athens to fully implement austerity measures in exchange for those rescue loans, and they're holding up payment of the next batch of those loans until a review of the reforms is completed in coming days. Without the money, Greece will go bankrupt by mid-October. In Libya, government forces have entered the city of Sirte, Muammar Gaddafi's hometown and one of his last remaining strongholds. The fighters were backed by a heavy bombardment from NATO warplanes. In Syria this morning, there are reports of government troops storming a town before dawn. Today's offensive is in Rostan, which is located just north of the central city of Homs and on the highway to Turkey. The Australian government announced today that women will soon be able to serve in all frontline military combat roles. The move makes Australia the fourth country in the world to allow women to serve alongside their male counterparts in some of the most dangerous roles in modern warfare, including special forces units in Afghanistan. 210 people were injured. That's the latest toll when two subway cars collided in Shanghai, China, this morning. And here in the U.S., the doctor charged in Michael Jackson's death. The trial opens today. Prosecutors say Dr. Conrad Murray, who's charged with involuntary manslaughter, administered a lethal dose of anesthetic to the singer. They also claim Murray lacked the proper life-saving equipment to revive Jackson in June of 2009. Some news from baseball's stretch run the last week of the regular season. The Chicago White Sox have agreed to let manager Ozzie Guillen joined the Florida Marlins, and the historic collapse of, well, not so historic, actually. They used to do this all the time. The Boston Red Sox collapse in 2011 continues. They lost again last night, their 17th loss in 22 games. They're now in a tie with the Tampa Bay Rays in the wild card race with two games left to go in the season. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,043 after a big run-up yesterday. The S&P opens at 1,162. And the NASDAQ opens at 22:34. Coming up this hour. Plus, they've been trying to shoot me since I was 2 feet, so I ain't never scared. You can YouTube me. Where I'm from, they will pull your car. Lyrics? More than that, actual storytelling. The very personal story from Somali-Canadian rapper Kanon. He fled his native Somalia 20 years ago to escape the warring violence. He tore apart his friends and family. He recently returned to survey the toll taken by the hunger crisis, the continuing civil war. He joins us to tell the story of what he saw there He also wrote an extraordinary op-ed piece in the New York Times, which you should check out. We also turn to Iraq, where a former State Department employee says the reconstruction program turned out to be a failure of outrageous proportions. That's part of our discussion of American influence in the world. But first, we turn the lens to America, where unemployment is dramatically transforming the country. Just look at the map.